sharing economy might have worked at one time when people had smaller communities, when they were mostly sharing resources with friends, with family, with the kind of people they could build a relationship with, and the kind of people they could enforce a social contract with. Now, we live in 2025. We are transacting with total strangers all the time on the internet, and money makes that possible. So, how can we move beyond capitalism, move beyond money, and still enjoy these benefits? The answer is that we have new tools and new technology. Money is one answer to that problem, but frankly, it's an archaic, outdated way to solve it that keeps us in this transactional way of being. It limits us. I want you to look up the term smart contracts. And before you do, keep this definition in mind, because when you look it up, you're going to hear a lot of highly technical people talking about blockchains and Web3 and protocols and consensus. That's not the information that's going to help you. A smart contract is a piece of computer code that functions as the intermediary between two people in an interaction that will allow them to trust each other. Right now, pretty much everywhere, we rely on human intermediaries to facilitate trust with strangers. With money, for example, you are relying on a few elected and appointed officials to back up the promise to pay that this money represents. And because, you know, the government is big, it's probably not going anywhere, you have reason to trust it. This is also why some governments' currencies are more valuable than others, because the institution, the idea behind the money, is seen as more stable. The US dollar is the backbone of global markets for this reason, because the United States is our world's empire. But if we replaced those intermediaries, the governments, the money printers, the banks that facilitate it, those fallible human intermediaries that we do trust, but which it's a flaw that we have to trust because they can make a sloppy mistake, or they can be bribed, or they can discriminate against us, and because they have an outsized amount of control that incentivizes them to act in their best interest, not necessarily ours. We've got this misalignment of incentives. We can replace them. And the reason I suggest replacing them with smart contracts, because now you're thinking, wait a second, how do I trust a computer program? Who programmed the computer? The thing about smart contracts is they are part of the technology that makes cryptocurrency possible. Smart contracts and blockchain ledgers are transparent. They are pieces of computer program, but they're not owned by like Amazon or Facebook or the government. They can be written by anybody and adopted by anybody with an internet connection, and changes to them can be proposed by anybody. Because they're transparent, they are verifiable, meaning if we have a contract, a smart contract designed to facilitate payments between us, and it doesn't work as it's intended, everybody will know immediately. Anybody will be able to see that it's been changed, by whom, and will be able to fix it. No one person in a network that all of us use will have the power to co-opt that smart contract and make it do something malicious without us all being able to, one, observe it, and two, requiring us to approve it, or our computers that run the code. The best example of this that exists today is the Bitcoin network. Now, Bitcoin doesn't use smart contracts. We're getting too technical now. But it functions as a smart contract would on a blockchain ledger. There are pieces of computer code run on people's computers all around the world that autonomously can verify if Evan wants to send Bitcoin to Chell, that Evan, one, has the Bitcoin to send, because they all keep a copy of this ledger we share. It will allow one computer who gets the transaction to broadcast it to the network to see, hey, does Evan have the balance necessary to send her a Bitcoin? He does? Okay, great. Let us update Evan's balance to show one less Bitcoin. And we'll update Chell's balance to show one more Bitcoin. There's no physical Bitcoin. It's all computer code. And it's a ledger that we all share. And it functions as a record of the truth. Blockchains and smart contracts are infinitely programmable. They can be programmed to represent information like Bitcoin that functions as money. But they can also represent information like a historical record or a ledger of identifying information like, you know, the Social Security database. Wouldn't it be great if instead of relying on our government to issue and enforce Social Security benefits, we had a piece of computer code that no one owned and everyone could use, that could not lie to you, could not make a sloppy mistake, functioned at the speed of light because it's, you know, light signals transmitted through electricity wires to send and receive verifiable information that you didn't need to hold a, you know, a certain office to access, that you didn't need to be an expert to verify, and that could be updated and changed anytime as needed by the members of the network. That is the technology that exists now that I am proposing we use to replace the money system, that we will allow computers to do what computers do well, humans to do what humans do well, and remove the need to trust the human intermediaries we rely on today that can be corrupted with a trustless system. Not so that we don't have relationships, but that we can scale them to people we may not know and trust, so that cooperation can flourish everywhere, so that the incentive becomes to cooperate instead of to take advantage of each other. This is unpacking a big can of worms. I talk about it a lot in my profile, especially cryptocurrency, blockchain, how people can become smart, confident users, and how crypto, which is notorious as like speculative money, will be so much more than money. It's the future of the internet, the way your smartphone does so much more than calls. And I also talk about capitalism, proposed solutions to it in my Problem of Money playlist. So check that out. Check out the Learn to Use Crypto playlist in my profile. And then leave your questions in the comments, because as my friend Tori often says, a better world is possible. What we need are helpful, viable alternatives, and then ways to amplify them so that people can see them, know how to use them confidently, safely, and then transition to them, to those better ways that will help us live a fuller life.